Monday at Reliance Stadium was the Texans' photo day. The team practiced in pads beforehand and will have Tuesday off before resuming game week preparations for Miami. As you might expect, defensive end J.J. Watt was excited to rejoin his teammates and also shared what the expectations are like inside the locker room this year.
I mean, it's exciting, but as I've said before, nobody has bigger expectations than we do in our own locker room. So all the outside attention's nice, all the media attention's nice. But at the end of the day, we're going out to practice every single day and working our tails off to be the best team we possibly can be.
Watt also is anxious to hear how loud and how intense the crowd will be Sunday at Reliance Stadium.
We came out for that first home preseason game, and you would have swore it was a playoff game with the atmosphere, with the way the fans were going crazy. We're in there already talking about what our fans are going to be like for the first regular season game. We know they're going to be rowdy. We know they're going to be loud. I don't even know if we're ready for what they're about to bring. So we can't wait to get out there in front of our home fans, in front of our city, and show them what we've been working on all offseason. And expectations are high, so we want to show them why they're so high.
Return man Trindon Holliday is on the 53-man roster after starting the previous two seasons on injured reserve and the practice squad, respectively. He described how this past weekend went.
This weekend, I was just sitting at home trying to soak all of it in, you know. Like I said, it was a dream come true. And for me to be able to make the 53-man roster was just something special. I was just sitting at home and just soaking it all in.
New fullback Tyler Klutz has taken a winding road to the Houston Texans in the NFL.
I went to the Arena League, played there, played linebacker and special teams there. And then from there went to the UFL, moved to fullback in 2010 for the Sacramento Mountain Lions in the UFL. Then played there. And then immediately after the season, I signed with the Cleveland Browns to their practice squad in 2010. And then from there, kind of worked my way back up, went to camp with them. They drafted a fullback that year, so I was kind of the odd man out. Signed me to practice squad, Chicago picked me up, and then started all 16 last year for Chicago.
And offensive tackle Ryan Harris has some experience in the zone blocking scheme at Denver, but described how he'll spend his Tuesday off.
It's familiar. You know, I ran it my early years in the NFL and haven't done as much since, but it's coming back to me slowly. I think it's good that I have a short amount of time to process it. You know, just get into it, get used to it, and be accountable for it. You know, one of the things coach stresses is being accountable, and I definitely want to be dependable for my teammates and my coaches and knowing what I'm supposed to be doing. And especially given the time off tomorrow, I have plenty of time to get in the playbook and familiarize myself and come out so I can just play football.